Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Today we have a message especially for the ladies, but I hope the men will also find interest, since in the end we're all tied together and we are all as one. Estrogen dominance, menopause, fibroids, ovarian cysts, endometriosis, uterine and cervical cancer, ovarian cancer. How we ought to look at these. Point being, they're all part of the same thing. Fundamentally, they're caused by the same issues. And that's not what you're going to hear in the pathology labs. It's not what scientists spend their time doing. Science, medicine in general, will delineate between these ad infinitum to the infinite degree to make you think these are all very, 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 very different issues, and that they all have to be treated in very, very, very different specific ways to optimize outcome. Well, topically this is true, but fundamentally this is nonsense. And functionally, so I said three words, topically, fundamentally, and functionally. Functionally meaning what? Where the rubber meets the road, where it counts in your pocketbook and in terms of your own steps, the things you do to get the best outcome. Fundamentally, functionally, this is not true. You have to look at estrogen dominance, and we're going to define that. Menopause, fibroids, ovarian cysts, endometriosis, uterine cancer, cervical cancer, ovarian cancer as one. Let me explain. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. If you can, get to my website, straighttalk.cc. That is not .com, straighttalk.cc. If you're driving, just kick back, relax, and listen to the show. You're on the website. First point, female anatomy. Let's take a look at it. Go to picture number one. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful picture. Picture number one. Now that's the real thing, the real McCoy. You're taking a look at the uterus. That big thing in the middle is a female uterus. And those little hands, isn't that an odd picture? Isn't that a wonderful picture? Those hands are connected to arms. Those arms are really your fallopian tubes. Those two white things are in fact your ovaries. Each month, ladies, those little fingers, the fimbria of the fallopian tube, grab the ovulating egg, and that egg wiggled its way up into that big central body there. Isn't this a fascinating picture? That egg, you're not seeing an egg, you're seeing an ovary there. So that whole big white thing is not an ovary, it is not an egg, it's an ovary. You're going to pop one egg out as you ovulate. And those fingers are going to grab that egg, and that egg is going to wiggle its way up through the tube and into the ovary and plant itself. That's your basic anatomy. I want you to notice the skin. I want you to take a look at this picture. This is what anatomists fail to point out, because who cares about the skin? What do I mean by the skin? Look at that sort of gelatinous or shiny layer around that entire pink body of flesh. Do you know what that skin is? Can somebody tell me what that skin is? I hope a bunch of you are understanding what that skin is. That skin is fascia. And in that fascia live the blood vessels, live the nerves, live the veins, live the arteries, live the lymphatic system that's going to get to that uterus, get to that ovary, or not get to it, that's going to penetrate and drain it, or not penetrate and drain it. And we're going to get back to that, because how is cancer, endometriosis, periods from hell, endometriosis, cystic ovaries, bad, harsh periods each month, how is it all tied together? Well, it's going to have a lot to do with that skin you're looking at, but we'll get to that later. Let's keep going as we set ourselves up for the argument. Picture number two. So you can get spatially oriented. Take a look at picture number two. You're looking at the uterus. It's a, in a sense, a poor representation of the uterus, but you can see the fallopian tubes, and again, those fingers, the fimbria, at approximately the place, ladies, if you don't know this, where that sits in your abdominal cavity. And you can see that coccyx and that sacrum, that bone in the background. You can see the pubic bone in the front. No doubt you can see the pubic bone. Touch your pubic bone, come up about an inch or so, 2 inches really, press in, and that's your uterus. Now, you know that place because for many of you, for decades, each month, that place aches and throbs. There's a reason for that. Let me cut in here and say this to you. Fibroids, ovarian cysts, endometriosis, all the cancers, harsh menopauses, bad bleeds, bad clots, bad PMS, they're all the same thing. Why? Because any one of those functions begins with a situation where you start to have stasis or blockage. We don't like those terms in medicine. They're too general. They don't mean a lot. And because they're too general and they don't mean a lot and they're not $50 words, and the average person can understand what that means if they get out of their heads, we can't use it. And yet it's right at the tip of our nose. The minute that tissue you're looking at gets trapped inside that pelvis and doesn't move. And no, it's not moving necessarily if you're jogging a mile or two a day. And it's not moving necessarily if you're going to your Pilates class. And it's not moving necessarily if you're going to your yoga class. It's a lot deeper than that. But we're going to set you up for more information later. I'm laying the foundation, one motion, based on where that uterus ovaries live. Two, the fascial system. Let's keep exploring together. Let's take a look at picture number three. Look at this from the side now. We're going to take a look at, give yourself a moment there, get that picture up. Again, if you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com. Now, that's a sagittal cut of somebody. Now, that's Chinese and Greek combined to most people. That's a person cut down in half, and you're looking in. And you see those big spaces, that big fat thing. It looks like a thick layer in the center there is the uterus. Above it's that little white sort of ball. That's an ovary. There's those fingers again that cover the ovary, which is a fimbria of the fallopian tube that goes to the uterus. Guys, I hope you're involved here. You're actually not a lot different. Less different than you might think. Now, that thick piece of flesh in there, that center, that's the uterus. And behind the uterus, to the right, if you're looking at the picture, to the right of the uterus, those big empty spaces, that's the rectum, ladies. Remember those days? And perhaps you remember them now. Every month when that uterus swells with what? Blood? Toxic blood? Blood you don't need anymore? And that uterus enlarges, engorges, you either get diarrhea or constipation. Many of you have suffered from that. There's your reason. Until you can address it, and we'll get to how you address it a little later, we've got to give you the data. You got to have the insight first, right? How many of you would run off in 15 different directions concerned that you've got endometriosis, or you've got an ovarian cancer, or you've got a cervical cancer, or you've got cervical dysplasia and you're HPV positive on your way to cancer, or you're having hot flashes towards menopause, or you're still menstruating each month but your periods are horrid, or you have a fibroid or an ovarian cyst? How many of you would run in multiple directions looking for multiple insights when in fact it's all coming from the same thing? And that's what we're discussing now. Am I repeating myself? Yes, I'm repeating myself. Why? Because there's no end to how deeply you have to understand this. Because in my experience, when the rubber hits the road, when finally it's time to apply these principles, it doesn't happen enough. The mind scatters. You get scared and you scramble. You bend and fold under the weight of the common, superficial, topical, fairly useless perspective. Meaning what? Meaning your endometriosis is different than your cervical cancer or your uterine cancer. So you're taking the bump up because you're understanding functional fundamentals. There's one. A sagittal cut of a female explains to you how crowded it is in there. It's crowded, ladies. Really crowded. There's not a lot of room. There's not a lot of room. And as far as prolapse is concerned, every one of those organs, the rectum, the uterus, the ovaries, the bladder, where's the bladder? That other hole there, underneath that fat, thick uterus, that muscular uterus, just below it, sort of a triangular shape. That triangular shape, that's your bladder. When you get the uterus taken out, that bladder prolapses. Isn't that a beautiful picture? When you get the uterus taken out, the bladder will prolapse. You can see why. That uterus is holding up the bladder. What you deal with, ladies, over the years, as you tear or get your episiotomies, or birth your children cesarean, what you deal with more than ever is the perineal issue just caving in. It has no tone anymore, so everything starts dropping out. This week, two contacts for rectal prolapses. Dear Dr. Medici, embarrassing to talk about, but something's coming out of my butt. What is it? You're prolapsing. You can drop any one of those organs out of your orifices. The bladder prolapses, thus a sling. Radical hysterectomies are often followed by slings. We got to put something in there to keep up the bladder. And that's the end of a good night's sleep. Then we've got the uterus, and the uterus prolapses as the cervix prolapsed. Gee, in medicine, the first day you get a call from somebody and they tell you that up inside the vaginal canal, something's coming out and they don't know what it is. It's big. And that's when a woman actually prolapses the cervix. Or during a bowel movement, something starts to come out and it's not what normally comes out. It's tissue. The entire rectum is prolapsing. It's dropping out that hole. And all of this you can see in this picture. These tissues are all held together. Let's take a look at another picture. It's a fantastic picture all the way at the end there. You got to go all the way down to picture number 22. Go to picture number 22. Blow that up. It's not big enough. That's Control Plus if you're new to computers. Or you can just spread it out on your keypad, your fingers, and enlarge the picture. Now there's another cut of the uterus and the ovaries and the...